second question.
Yes, please.
Relating to the institution of Khilafat.
Yes.
And whereas Ahmadis are blessed with this institution, we see the blessings every day. But in the UK, we see other non-Muslims starting the prints and leaflets about the Khilafat movement. Now, do you think other Muslims will ever be united on the question of leadership?
It all depends on their understanding of Khilafat, what Khilafat is. If they are talking of that Khilafat, which is which follows a prophet of God, then having denied the possibility of a prophet ever being sent by Allah, how can they believe in reinstituting Khilafat among themselves? Because Khilafat literally means resurgence or deputizing somebody. Deputizing whom? A prophet. So if there is no prophet at a certain cross-section of history, and the Khilafat has come to an end before that, then how can you reconstitute Khilafat in the absence of the prophethood? It's impossible. If you choose a Khalifa, how can you convince all the Muslims belonging to different sects that this is the rightful Khalifa, follow him? What guarantee there would be that he is instituted, constituted, or made a Khalifa by Allah himself? No guarantee. So it's impossible for such movements to succeed. They have happened before in history with a greater zeal and enthusiasm, like at the time of the Khilafat of Turkish Ottoman Empire's Khilafat, when it was tottering and coming to an end. A worldwide awakening was made among the people of Islam, particularly in India, whereby they were ready to offer every sacrifice to somehow resuscitate the Khilafat in Turkey and to transfuse their own blood into that Khilafat. Hazrat Muslim Maud at that time told them, it's impossible, you can't do it. Khilafat comes from Allah. It's not a man-made thing. And if it is a man-made thing, the blessings attached to Khilafat will not be enjoyed by you, because there will be no such thing as blessings. But nobody listened, nobody heard. In fact, people, the non-Ahmadis, started taking their revenge against Hazrat Muslim Maud's words of wisdom from Ahmadis. Many Ahmadis were robbed, looted, their houses were burnt, some were mortally injured, because Hazrat Muslim Maud at that time warned the Muslims of India, don't waste your energy and time, you will achieve nothing. And only you will be offering sacrifices in vain. Why? They wouldn't listen. So ultimately they sent a delegation to Turkey, to Kemal Ataturk. Was it Kemal Ataturk at that time? Yes, it was. It was quite right. Or Anwar Pasha, Kemal it was. And said, we offer the entire Indian Muslims, we offer ourselves as a body to work under you as the Khalifa of Islam. And accept this offer, we do it in all sincerity, we are ready for every sacrifice. He said, I kick this Khilafat out with the toe of my foot. What is this Khilafat? I believe in Turkish nation. And I can't understand how this Khilafat can be made outside Turkey anyway. It has nothing to do with Turkey. Choose your own Khalifa if you like. But just get out. And the way they return to their country, you know. Like they say, hell out of bat. Bat out of hell. But it was the other way around. It was bat into the hell. They had themselves had created unrest and chaos in the whole country. And they were so much ashamed at that frustration. That was the time when the Arab world was also excited about it, although not as much as Indian world, because the Arabs already had enough of Turkey. So they didn't want to establish the Khilafat, which would in some other form begin to rule Arabia again. But enthusiasm showed in India was momentous, absolutely. But it boiled down without any purpose. So this is what has happened. We have seen before, you know, many stickers all over the walls of streets of London and elsewhere. Read beautiful tapes which said Khilafat, Khilafat, Khilafat. And what happened to that? It fizzled out like just nothing, right?
Yeah.